Bob from the American Cancer Society's Santa Paula Relay for Life. Welcome, Bob.
I was hoping I'd get a cowbell.
You got a cowbell, man.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Rico. Thank you, Mondo.
Hey, thank you so much for being here. So, first of all, let me start off by saying that Bob is the go-to guy for everything at the Santa Paula Relay for Life. Whatever it is that you need, and this guy's been involved with the Relay for Life for, was it 19 years, like, in total, but the one at Santa Paula for 15 now?
Yeah, 19 total. Santa Paula, it's our 15th year, so we've been involved for the whole 15 years.
And how did you get involved in doing everything?
Well, it's through my wife, Becky. She was involved in a cancer facility over at St. John's Hospital, and they wanted to start a Relay for Life back in 2007 in Oxnard. I mean, excuse me, 1997 in Oxnard. And so we got involved in that one and established that Oxnard event. And we didn't really know anybody that had cancer at that time,
right,
even in our family. And now quite a few people. And of course, exposure to the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life, you know, does bring people to you that are involved in cancer. But we just started doing it. And now even our son, who's now 32, he had Hodgkin's lymphoma when he was 23. And his last semester of his master's degree at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. So we went through that ourselves, very personal, very emotional event that we, because we were informed and we knew what we were doing, understood what the American Cancer Society was and what the treatments were, that his success is, it was pretty good, and now he's 10 years clean.
Oh,
this
awesome.
Year, so we're having a big celebration in October for him.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
And so the Santa Paula Relay for Life is happening this weekend?
This weekend, 10 o'clock Saturday morning, 10 o'clock Sunday morning, yes, at Isbell Middle School in Santa Paula, right off of Harvard, and just east of Palm.
You know what, I like attending Relays for Life in the different cities. I just like, you know, how the community comes together,
yeah,
and, you know, how a lot of teams do different stuff at these Relay for Lives, and I think it's such a cool event because there's like entertainment for 24 hours.
That's right.
Yeah, it keeps moving.
Keeps moving, and you've seen a lot of that, Rico. I know.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of good entertainment this year put together by our committee, and can I tell you who they are?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, we start off opening ceremonies at 10, and then we the first entertainment comes on at about 11:30, and that's going to be a group called Rule of Four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're a new group. They think they came together from other groups, and so they'll be starting off the event. And then Shades of Canela, who I believe you guys know, they're a wonderful group, Latin rock, salsa, funk, they're pretty neat. Johnny and the Love Handles, they're a great bunch. They're a local band out of Santa Paula that played all over the county. They're rock cover and some blues. Great people there. And, of course, Wano and Friends.
Right.
They're a mainliner along with Johnny and Love Handles. And they're, you know, rock with a Latin twist. They're really a fun bunch. Herbal Roots, a group that I just heard this last year for the first time. And they're a reggae group that is in rock that is incredible. You think you were in the Caribbean somewhere listening to them. They're really, really a good bunch of guys. And they play very well. Then the evening finishes off with one of our favorites, DJ Steve Perez.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be rocking till midnight or something like that out there at the field.
We're going to see if we can hang on him for a couple hours longer than that.
That wouldn't be bad either. Yeah. Well, it's hard to get him to stop sometimes, too. He's a really good guy.
Until the cops show up, huh?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And that's happened in the past.
Oh, I know. I've been there. How are you gonna hate on the Relay for Life, cops? Come on.
Come on, really. Well, we have a team of cops, too, so they're already there. So.
Yeah, so it's going down again. It starts this Saturday, 10 a.m. at Isbell Middle School, 221 South 4th Street in Santa Paula. And you know what? If you can't get involved with this relay, we invite you to come to this relay. Get involved. There's a lot of them that happen throughout the county. And they all started like maybe a month ago or something like that.
Now, Bob, someone who wants to get involved and you know, get a team together and help raise money, how can someone do that?
Well, they can contact us through our website, which is relayforlife.org Santa Paula, and or American Cancer Society.org. Get in there and find the Relay for Life. You get a team together, and you just go online, and you can set it up right there. And one thing we found out, too, with people that develop a team online, you get more donations because people donate more with their credit card online or through their bank online than they would if they gave you cash. So that's a good way to get started. But usually we like to have the team sign up, by Friday, the last day. We've got quite a few teams already. We can always use more. And if you can't get a team, come on out, and we'll set you up on a team, something like that. But we'll take care of it for you.
I know that one of the things that you like about the relays, Mambo, is all the gift baskets that are raffled off, and you know.
Yeah, I like stopping by and getting the tickets, and then you know, wifey likes to just go through the things and stopping at everybody's booth and everybody's either having some kind of fundraiser at their booth. And it's cool to just support and see the community come together for things like that.
And you know what? All the monies go to the American Cancer Society. So and it's fun to see all the competition of how much, you know, the team that raises the most money, the biggest team and stuff like that. It's pretty fun. And it's all done in fun, too, by the way.
Well, it is done a lot of fun. And I have to give a big shout-out to the kids at Isbell Middle School. I mean, these are 6th, 7th, 8th graders. And they have a couple guys over there, Todd McWhorter and Mark Robertson, Tommy Mendoza, and Doug Johnson, along with some of the other teachers. They put together a group many years ago called the Junior Condor Cancer Crushers. And they are the largest money-raising group team in our relay. And they have in their little town of Santa Paula, 29,000, in this little school, they have raised over
$250,000. Wow!
And as of 2012, Santa Paula Relay has raised over $1 million.
Wow!
And a lot of that money, it goes to the American Cancer Society, but a lot of it stays with us, too, here in Ventura County, also in Santa Paula.
Wow, so that's awesome. So if you can, please take part in the Relay for Life, American Cancer Society Santa Paula Relay for Life, happening this Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Goes on for 24 hours around the clock, all right? 24 hours nonstop. Isbell Middle School, 221 South 4th Street in Santa Paula. And Bob, thank you for everything that you do for all the relays and what started and how it's grown and to see where it's at now. So
thank you, Rico. Thank you, Mambo. Thank you, Kat. You guys are a fun bunch.
Well, thank you very much.
Can I get a bell?
Yeah. There you go.
There it is, Bob.
And you get a pause right there. Bob Orlando, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you on Saturday, Bob.
You know what this is.
The Rico and Mambo Morning Show.
If you like wearing cold, RJ. Yeah.